Day 230. Nehemiah 11:1 through 12:26. Now the leaders of the people were living in Jerusalem, the holy city, at this time. A tenth of the people from the other towns of Judah and Benjamin were chosen by sacred lot to live there too, while the rest stayed where they were. And the people commanded everyone who volunteered to resettle in Jerusalem. Here is a list of the names of the provincial officers who came to Jerusalem. Most of the people, priests, Levites, temple servants, and descendants of Solomon's servants, continued to live in their own homes in the various towns of Judah. But some of the people from Judah and Benjamin resettled in Jerusalem. From the tribe of Judah, Ephaiah, son of Uzziah, son of Zechariah, son of Amariah, son of Shephathiah, son of Meliel, of the family Perez, and Maaseiah, son of Baruch, son of Kol-Hozen, son of Hazaiah, son of Adiah, son of Joriab, son of Zechariah, of the family of Shelah. There are also 468 descendants of Perez who lived in Jerusalem, all outstanding men. From the tribe of Benjamin, Salu, son of Meshullam, son of Joed, son of Padiah, son of Koliah, son of Maaseiah, son of Ithiel, son of Jeshaiah, and after him there were Gibai and Seliah, and a total of 928 relatives. The chief officer was Joel, son of Zikri, who was assisted by Judah, son of Hasanun, second in command over the city. From the priests, Jediah, son of Joririb, Jachin, and Sariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Meshullam, son of Zadok, son of Miraoth, son of Ahitab, the supervisor of the temple of God, together with 822 of their associates, who worked at the temple. Also, there was Adiah, son of Jeroham, son of Pelaelah, son of Amzi, son of Zechariah, son of Pashur, son of Melchijah, and 242 of his associates, who were heads of their families. There were also Amashiah, son of Azriel, son of Ahazai, son of Meshillamoth, son of Emir, and 128 of his outstanding associates. Their chief officer was Zebdiel, son of Hagadolim. From the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashab, son of Azrakam, son of Hashabiah, son of Buni, Shebathiah, and Jozabad, who were in charge of the work outside the temple of God. Mattaniah, son of Micah, son of Zebdi, a descendant of Asaph, who opened the thanksgiving services with prayer. Bakbukiah, who was Mattaniah's assistant, and Abda, son of Shemua, son of Galel, son of Jeduthun. In all, there were 284 Levites in the holy city. From the gatekeepers, Akub, Talmon, and 172 of their associates who guarded the gates. The other priests, Levites, and the rest of the Israelites lived wherever their family inheritance was located in any of the towns of Judah. However, the temple servants, whose leaders were Ziha and Gishpa, all lived on the hill of Ophel. The chief officer of the Levites in Jerusalem was Uzai, son of Benai, son of Hashabiah, son of Mattaniah, son of Micah, a descendant of Asaph, whose family served as singers at God's temple. They were under royal orders, which determined their daily activities. Pethiah, son of Meshzabel, a descendant of Zerah, son of Judah, was a king's agent in all matters of public administration. Some of the people of Judah lived in Kirjatharaba, with its villages, Dibon with its villages, and Jekabzeel with its villages. They also lived in Jeshua, Moladol, Bethpelet, Hazar Shaul, Beersheba with its villages, Ziklag, and Mekani with its villages. They were also in Enrimmon, Zora, Jarmuth, Zanoah, and Adullam with their villages. They were also in Lashish and its nearby fields, and Ezekah with its surrounding villages. So the people of Judah were living all the way from Beersheba to the valley of Hinnom. Some of the people of Benjamin lived at Geba, Michmash, Ajah, and Bethel with its surrounding villages. They were also in Anathoth, Nob, Ananiah, Hazor, Ramah, Gittayim, Hadad, Zeboam, Nebelat, Lod, Onan, the Valley of Craftsmen. Some of the Levites who lived in Judah were sent to live with the tribe of Benjamin. Nehemiah 12. Here is a list of the priests and Levites who had returned, who had returned with Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua the high priest.